And now, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown.
I'll tell you what, there's plenty of technology around the place now, especially with that big fall, 27% fall in the Vocus share price today. And most of the key Vocus players, the boss, the chief technology officer, the chief financial, all gone. Been taken over by that M2 group, which includes Dodo, all the retail group. Charlie Brown with me now. Many thanks for your time, Charlie.
Hi, Roscoe.
I mean, that's a big, big call, isn't it? The merger clearly hasn't worked the way in which the market expected. The share price has collapsed, and some now saying Tony Board, I noticed in the Financial Review, downgrade a possible fatal blow to the board credibility. That's massive.
Yeah, well, that merger took a long time to go through as well, Roscoe, and there was top dollar paid to actually get the two of them together. So, at the end of the day, proof is always in the pudding. You either put two businesses together and make more money, or you don't. And obviously, in this case, they don't. The forecast is that they're not going to be making as much money as the market expects them to.
Well, the other thing also is that they're about the hardwired internet, the networks that go through, in particular, city areas, Vocus. But the other one is also mobile networks. And now the ACCC is trying to decide whether it should force Telstra, Optus, and Vodafone to let other carriers access their entire networks. Now, that's a big call, too.
Yeah, particularly for the interest is especially for regional Australia, because you go to some places where you'll get Telstra coverage and pretty much nowhere else, or you might get Telstra and Optus. And the reason other networks may not have built their own mast and transmission site there is because commercially it's just not, they're not going to get a return on doing that kind of investment. So what is being looked at the moment by the ACCC is, are they going to force the companies that have transmission towers in those locations to wholesale access to those sites to other retail providers? This is going to get very interesting in the next couple of years as well, Roscoe, because as we know, TPG is going to have a metro network, but they're not saying they're going to build towers in regional Australia.
So, okay, now this is important, isn't it? Because while we're talking about Vocus and the downgrade and the big share price fall, we also saw a share price fall only a couple of weeks ago in Telstra when TPG came and said it was going to develop that fourth mobile phone network. I mean, there's going to be more competition in the space, and it will try and cherry pick the city areas to provide its service, people who don't roam too far away from the cities.
Yeah, and obviously Telstra's argument is that they've invested a lot of their own money, but at some point there has been taxpayer money that's gone into some of these locations as well, where they've been so small that there's not even a commercial return opportunity for one telco to build the mast in there on its own. So, look, a lot is going to happen here. The ACCC is expected to hand down their initial decision for regional wholesale access of mobile sites this week or early next. I'll be interested to see what they come back with.
It's going to be fascinating to watch it as well. Charlie Brown, keep an eye on this because it does have an impact on what you pay for your mobile service, but also just how far that coverage is when you leave the metropolitan region. Charlie Brown, always, we appreciate your time here on the program on a Thursday evening, and you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Roscoe.